Our theme tonight is the all markets of the HUD loan sales. When I litigated with the federal government over about $10 billion of loan sales that my firm had served as financial advisor, I came to the belief that Goldman had used had been working with the U.S. intelligence agencies, maybe the Department of Justice and their contractors, who can say, but using Promise software to basically engineer bids above the market on the HUD loan sales, giving them an extraordinary winning record. And I believe that now that they were bidding on behalf of the Exchange Stabilization Fund, probably with money being laundered in from Russia. So this was in the early 90s, so 94, 95, 96, 97 period. And, you know, for many years, I used to try and explain to people that the Treasury, the ESF, that the New York Fed member banks was a very integrated operation. I had a lot of experience from working in government and then working as a lead financial advisor, seeing how much they were doing in terms of servicing systems and operation. It was really an integrated operation between Treasury and the New York Fed member banks. They're the depository for the U.S. government, but it was interesting. All of the different people I dealt with in the independent media and the financial system couldn't understand what I was saying until I met the wonderful Rob Kirby, of course, who's back for an interview this week on the Solari Report. But it was very interesting because for many, many years, Rob Kirby and I have been alone voice saying, trying to explain this sort of extraordinary integration and trying to explain people, no, the system isn't going to implode because these aren't positions of the banks as principals. These are positions that the bank is taking acting as an agent for the government. If you listen to the Exchange Stabilization Fund interview that Rob and I did in March, you know, the one we do today on interest rate swaps or Thursday night on interest rate swaps is a follow-up to that one. Well, how about this? John Crudell, a very wonderful reporter I have a lot of respect for him. He does some of the best coverage of the financial system in the New York Post. Has an article called What's Really Going On Between Goldman Sachs and the Federal Government. And he writes, let me just read a bit. Last week, the Post's Kevin Dugan broke the fascinating story that the Justice Department's investigation into possible rigging of U.S. Treasury Department securities offerings was focusing on Goldman, which sources tell Dugan had won an astonishing percentage of government bond auctions from 2007 to 2011. The truth will never come out because the Justice Department's probe of what really went on during all those bond auctions and with financial markets in general will never be allowed to proceed. And he goes on. It's very much worth reading. But what you realize is at last the trance has started to wear off, and that trance needs to wear off if we're going to start to make real progress on many geopolitical and financial issues. And it's one of the reasons I so appreciate Rob doing the Exchange Stabilization Fund interview. And then the one this week on interest rate swaps. It's very, very critical to help bring transparency to that and break this trance.